Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on the show today, we're revisiting a topic that we haven't looked at for a little while, and we're not really repeating much of anything, and that's dance numbers. Now, there's no tapping today, so those of you who have that aversion to tap on the radio won't have to hear it. But we do have some dance numbers. The majority are by Richard Rodgers. And that was just by accident, because that's what time happened to work out. But they are some long and short dance numbers that come from the musicals.
Now, last week we presented some original cast recordings from the Royal National Theatre of London. And the nice thing was that these were recorded in the age of CD, where they can fit on much more music than in the age of the LP, or in the case of Carousel and Oklahoma, the 78 RPM. Now, Oklahoma originally was on 4 78 RPM records, both sides, and that was it. They didn't have room for everything. And so with the CD age, we've got room for them to put on things like the extended dance music. And very often, this isn't music directly composed by the composer, because they usually have somebody who is credited with dance arrangements. We're going to start with three CDs that we featured last week on our Royal National Theatre show, and the first one is Lady in the Dark. And Lady in the Dark has something called The Dance of the Tumblers. And the music, of course, is by Kurt Weill, and there are none of the lyrics by Ira Gershwin. You heard The Dance of the Tumblers, conducted by Mark W. Dorrell, and that came from the 1997 Royal National Theatre production of Kurt Weill's Lady in the Dark.
As Ted mentioned, we're using the RNT Carousel as well, but we're not doing the Carousel Waltz. Instead, we're going to go to the ballet that takes place in the second act. Now, you hear some dialogue by Michael Hayden and Joseph O'Connor. But this dance music, which was originally choreographed by Agnes DeMille, was altered quite a bit for this, so it might not sound like another version you may have of this music, and we thought it was rather interesting. So here is Martin Yates to lead the orchestra with the Act II ballet from Carousel.
What do I gotta do to see her?
Just look and wait. The power to see her will come to you.
Is that her? That little girl there with the straw-colored hair?
Pretty, ain't she?
My little girl. Why'd you make me look?
You said you wanted to.
I know what she's going through.
Something like what happened to you when you was a kid, ain't it?
Somebody's gotta help her!
Ready, Billy!
From the 1993 Royal National Theatre version of Carousel, that was the second act ballet, and you heard dialogue by Michael Hayden and Joseph O'Connor.
Now, the other show from London we're going to use, a repeat from last week, is Oklahoma. And this was the 1998 Royal National Theatre production, which featured choreography by Susan Stroman. The original choreography, of course, had been done by Agnes DeMille. And one of the things I like to do is to read reviews by other people. I'm a critic myself, and I like to see how other people structure their reviews. Several people who reviewed this recording of Oklahoma on Amazon said that the dance music was wrong. Well, it's not wrong, because there is a different choreographer. This 1998 production had Susan Stroman choreography, not Agnes DeMille choreography. So the person entrusted with the job of arranging the dance music works carefully with the choreographer. So as Michael said, this might not be the same as you would hear on other recordings. We are going to listen to the Act One ballet, which ends the act, and this grows out of a song for Laurie called Out of My Dreams. So here from Oklahoma is the Act One finale ballet.
Thank you.
That was the Act One finale ballet from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein in this recording from the 1998 Royal National Theatre production.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Dance in Shoes, dance numbers from the musicals on the Dress Circle. Well, we'll turn now to a Rodgers and Hart musical, and we're going to the revival since the original didn't have a cast recording, and it's On Your Toes. This was the 1983 Broadway revival cast, and an orchestra conducted by John Mauchery. No, we're not going to play Slaughter on 10th Avenue because, well, everybody knows Slaughter on 10th Avenue. That's had a pretty big life outside of the musical. We are going to listen to the other ballet, the first ballet. It's a ballet buffa, more or less. It's called La Princesse Zenobia, and this is when Junior, who was a hoofer, kind of dismantles a ballet.
Thank you.
from the Rodgers and Hart musical On Your Toes. That was La Princesse Zenobia, the ballet from the first act, and an orchestra conducted by John Mocieri.
Our next show is Guys and Dolls. We're going to the music of Frank Lesser, and that will end the domination of Richard Rodgers for this program. Now, when Guys and Dolls was first presented on Broadway in 1950, people were still buying original cast recordings on 78s. And so some of the music which you find on the film or in a stage production wasn't even considered for recording at that time. When we get to the 1992 Broadway revival of Guys and Dolls, we have a chance to hear not only the Crapshooters Ballet in Act Two, but also a section called Havana in Act One. Now, Sky Masterson wins a bet, and Sarah Brown has to go to dinner with him at his favorite restaurant. His favorite restaurant is in Havana. So they take a plane and fly down to Havana, and she insists on a walking tour of the city, and then they go out to dinner. And Sky Masterson is a little mischievous here, as you'll hear in the dialogue included in this dance number. And the dialogue is by Josie DeGuzman as Sarah Brown and Peter Gallagher as Sky Masterson. So here is, from that 1992 original cast recording, a section called Havana.
Milkshake, please.
Dulce de leche.
These are delicious. What did you call them?
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche. What's in it besides milk?
Oh, sugar. And a sort of native flavoring.
What's the name of the flavoring?
Bacardi.
It's very good. I think I'll have another one. Doesn't Bacardi have alcohol in it?
Oh, only enough to act as a preservative.
You know, this would be a wonderful way to get children to drink milk.
Thank you.
From the 1992 recording of Guys and Dolls by Frank Lesser, you heard Havana. It had dialogue by Josie de Guzman and Peter Gallagher, and the orchestra was conducted by Edward Strauss.
We'll turn to a musical now that I remember fondly from my misspent youth, because it seemed that everyone was doing it. You could have as huge of a cast as you needed, so it was perfect for many schools, because it didn't matter how many residents of Dogpatch you actually had. And of course, this is the Mercer DePaul version of Little Abner. The 1956 original cast gave us our next ballet, and I love this because one of my favorite actresses showed up in this, and she made her appearance in a rocket ship, one that got pushed on stage. She didn't land. And that was Julie Newmar, who played Stupefyin' Jones. And the whole idea was she was supposed to get Little Abner to be stunned so that, and I can't remember that other character's name, got him so that he could be used for medical experimentation by the government. It's really confusing and has a great deal to do with Yoakum Berry Tonic. I know too much about this musical. At any rate, at the Sadie Hawkins Day Ballet, where the girls are chasing the guys to win the man of their dreams, and some of them have nightmares, Little Abner gets stunned by poor, well, she's not poor, she's very sensuous, Julie Newmar. Here we have the orchestra conducted by Lehman Engel from the original cast of Little Abner.
Thank you.
from the original cast of Little Abner, the 1956 cast. I think it's the only one. That was the Sadie Hawkins Day Ballet. And Ted reminded me that this was a reissue from the original LP. And when they reissued it, they kindly added more music that had been recorded. So let's hear it for Saving Those Masters.
Those of you who are interested in ballets that never got recorded might be interested in a Painted Smiles CD called Ben Bagley's Ballet on Broadway, which features music from The Girl in Pink Tights, Look Ma, I'm Dancin', High Button Shoes, Shangri-La, Lil Abner, Jamaica, and Can-Can, music for which there was no room on the original issue.
And we realize now we have so much more of these dances, so maybe we won't wait another 5 or 7 years, however long as it's been, to do another one, because it is really great music. So until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.